BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a strong start to the week. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's In Love acting goes far too far, doesn't it, at the Oscars?
Yeah, I'm regretting this show already because I do think that we should have jumped on the opportunity to recreate that wonderful moment with me and you. And it'll be gone by tomorrow.
Yeah, it's too late, mate. Also, why is cheating all absolutely fine, encouraged even, in the animal kingdom? We discuss. We speak to more of the world's most extraordinary people on Ask Me Anything, includes some sexy snails. Chris learns a new phrase, NFN. And do you have two Instagram accounts? One which is perfect and glossy like Instagram is, and one which is your dirty real life? I mean, I know everyone's talked about the Oscars, so I'm not going to, apart from to shout out to Juliana Rancic on the E! Channel last night. Have you seen this clip?
It's amazing, this one, yeah. She just doesn't stop.
So she fully gushes over Bradley Cooper for a good 45 seconds on the red carpet at the Oscars without even asking him a question. I mean, it's quite impressive, and his face throughout it is superb. Let me play it to you now. So Juliana has got her moment with Bradley, sticks the microphone in front of his face. This happens.
I just have to share with you, Star is Born, like so many people, it moved me to a place that, honestly, I've felt from very few movies. And my relationship with my husband, for instance, it made me fall even in love with him even more. And knowing you have that effect, and I don't know if you've ever heard that, I feel like I'm sure a lot of, I'm not alone in feeling that. How does that feel, knowing that you created something like that? Because, I mean, it's like I get a little choked up even talking about it, just because I think it's the power of love, and you really just, you know, you put that out there and really just display that to the world.
Well, thank you for
like
saying
a true
that.
Love story.
Not a question. Stop talking.
The little noise he makes as well when he realises he's got to sit there and listen to this whole story.
At one point, I thought he was going to walk off.
Like, oh.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon to Claire, who says, to be fair, if I was in front of Bradley Cooper, I would be doing exactly the same. I mean, I think it's because she's slightly in love with him that she's just going, and by the way, I mentioned my husband.
I'm not really across the Oscars at all. I'll be honest, I don't care.
You know Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
They've done this film together.
I saw it. I saw the performance.
Star is Born. Have you seen the film?
I thought it was so weird because Bradley Cooper, for me, is the hangover. So seeing him go all real melty and he kind of gets up and then sits next to her on the piano and does a duet. I actually wanted us to recreate it for today's show.
Right.
To kind of show actually how ridiculous it is. But then I'd probably get everyone telling me, oh, it was a wonderful moment of love. Are they dating or something? Like, what?
No.
It was all a bit much for me.
Yeah, he's got a girlfriend. I don't know how I would feel.
But it's an act.
Well,
it's
is an act.
He's not cheating on stage at the Oscars.
But it felt a bit like that.
In a weird kind of way, I'd give so much credit to anyone who would stand on stage at the Oscars and cheat.
Yeah.
That's bold.
But they were in character.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what everyone's saying anyway.
But they were
really like looking lovingly at each other.
Listen, if you are ever cheating on someone, that is not how you act,
no.
Is it?
No.
That's like movie cheating.
Yeah, it is movie cheating. Star is Born though, check it out.
Is it good? Is it actually good?
It's a worldwide hit. Yeah, check it out. At your earliest
convenience. Weird seeing him singing though. Like he's good. But
he's in that. He's like that through the whole film. Also, I was saying this when Hugh Jackman opened the Brits. Why did we not ever know that any of these people could sing really well?
I don't think most actors can sing.
But they can. And why do they keep it under wraps for so long? It's like, oh, Hugh Jackman can suddenly sing.
They can sing, can't they? But they sing in a very specific way.
Yeah.
Very theatre!
Scott Mills.
Hello, Kate, who says, oh my God, I absolutely was glued, addicted to the Lolophon last time. 6th of March, it's happening again. Bigger, better and more lol than ever.
I'm really looking forward to it. Also, it's just, it was one of my favourite things that we've done.
Ever?
Yeah, ever. So I am very excited about bringing it back.
Plans are in place, but be prepared for the 24-hour lolathon for Comet Relief coming soon.
One.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Mary calling from Devon.
Mary, how can we help you?
I got in touch about 2 weeks ago and I've still got an unnamed cock.
Oh, you were the one that was offering up the cockerel to be named after someone.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't really been in touch, have we? That's bad admin on our part.
No, it was half term last week, and so we thought maybe skip a week. But yeah, your cockerel is unnamed, isn't it?
It is.
This is a great idea, by the way, Scott. This is something that I think should just roll on and on. Different animals named after, you know, exes, slimy mates, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because a couple of weeks ago we had a snake named Will after someone's snaky ex.
Yeah.
Now we can do the same with yours. And you're quite willing to give it a name based on what we find from our show.
Yeah, that's right.
Just wondering about the size of this cockerel as well, because obviously you want the personality of the name to match the cockerel when it does get named. Quite a big one, I imagine.
He is, yeah. He's actually really tall and very dark and very handsome, so...
Yeah, right. So the name that we need almost needs to match those characteristics. So I guess what we're after here is people's stories, maybe people's exes or flatmates, people that could give their name to a massive cockerel.
Yeah. Like, what we're looking for really is idiots.
Yeah.
People that have done you wrong in some way.
Yeah.
And everyone listening right now must be able to think of one person. They go, do you know what? That person is a massive cockerel.
Yeah.
And if you can think of that person... That's what we're looking for.
Yeah. He also has some wives already. He's got four wives.
It's all good in the animal kingdom, isn't it, cheating? I've noticed. Isn't it weird that we encourage all our animals to be loose as? Do you know what I mean? But it's so controversial. And maybe that's a gap in the market for the future that, you know, a Jeremy Kyle for animals based on their relationships.
Yeah.
But it's just not controversial, isn't it? The animal kingdom is loose as.
They are not monogamous.
No. And no one minds. That's what I find so odd about it. You're happy to give your dog a name.
Yeah.
But you're happy for it to act like a right dirty dog.
Right. Who deserves to have a massive cockerel named after them? Get in touch. 81199. Thanks, Mary. We'll come back to you.
All right. Thank you.
Love you. Bye. Scott Mills. It's Scott on Radio 1. I've got classic Kanye coming up. Some people are calling for the cockerel to be named Kanye, actually. AJ Tracy and Sub Focus. All on the way. We do have a huge cockerel, guys, without a name. It's happening again, like with the snake.
Yeah, loads of people want to suggest names for this one. A few people saying the Chelsea goalkeeper after yesterday. That'll go above your head, won't it, Scott?
No idea.
How about this one? The cockerel sounds exactly like my ex, Andrew. Commitment issues, multiple partners, caught with his beak in with many other hens.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wayne here trying to do deliveries in London. He is putting forward someone he works with as the name for the cockerel. That's Chris, his transport manager. He says, fit the role perfectly. Hello, Oliver.
Hello, how you doing, Scott?
All good. So, who have you got for me?
My brother-in-law. He was a bit of a dodgy character, really. He's called Darren, and he was a bit naughty. He was engaged to a girl back in the day, and he went to go and stay with her and her parents, and whilst he was there after dinner... she went to bed and he basically propositioned her sister. Her brother.
Her what?
But. Her brother. He propositioned her brother whilst he was staying with her and her parents.
Oh!
Incredible. Hold on, I just need to get a grasp on this story. So you're trying to nominate your brother-in-law?
I'm married to his sister, but he's a bit of a rogue, really.
Right, and yes, he definitely is.
Okay, because for a minute, it sounded like you were happily telling a story whereby your brother-in-law was cheating on your sister and with another guy.
Yeah.
But no, that makes more sense now.
Yeah, it's a complicated situation, but he no longer lives in the country because it was so embarrassing in his family. He now lives in Australia.
Oh, wow, he's gone really far.
He's gone as far as he can, really. Yeah. He kind of got to.
I always say I'm going to do that, Scott. Always in my head, I just think, do you know, the worst that happens, I'll just go and live in Australia. Do you know what I mean? If I have ended up in a situation where I'm getting off with my brother-in-law's brother or whatever this is.
Australia is for you, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? It's just, it can always go there.
Always. I always find that people go to Dubai for that same reason.
Is that true?
I always go to Dubai, yeah. Everyone's got a story there. It's like, oh, so why are you here? Oh, nothing.
He never actually got with the brother, but he was just making passes.
He tried to do bits.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I mean, it would just make you terrified of ever going to bed. Do not trust this guy. Right, we're putting Darren's name down for the cock naming, okay?
Okay, grand.
Scott Mills.
Right, this person, I don't know your name, says... Please, can I put forward for the cockerel naming my own boyfriend's name? As much as I love him, I think anyone who chooses FIFA over their hungover girlfriend on Sunday is as bad as they come. Name it Alex. Okay. Yeah, we're going to name the cockerel by the end of the week, so do keep those nominations coming in, please.
Scott Mills, one.
Every week, we get someone unusual on the show. They're special, out of the ordinary. The kind of person that, when they tell you what they do, you want to go down the pub for a drink with them just to be like, what do you mean?
I actually love this bit of the week every week because I feel like I learn something. And you're right, even if you don't go for a drink with the person that we get on, I find that this is the person I always end up talking about in the pub.
Same.
It's like, you'll never guess what we had on the show this week.
Yeah, and you can imagine people when they hear the show like, did you hear Scott Mills today? They had a blah, blah, blah on.
That's amazing though, isn't it? It's great that you can learn something from this show.
The weird, the wonderful, the slightly bizarre. We've got someone on the line now. Neither me or Chris knows what they do, but we're going to ask all the questions. Hello, who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Scott. I'm Neil and I'm a snail master. Ask me anything you like.
A snail master?
Yes.
Now, is this some kind of Urban Dictionary thing or are you dealing with snails?
No, it's normal for Norfolk.
It is NFN, yeah.
Normal for Norfolk. I've never heard of that before. Is that a thing? NFN.
You've not heard that before?
I've not heard that. That's brilliant.
Okay, so talk me through what it is you actually do as a snail master.
Well, I organise and I breed and we run the World Championships that are held every year in Congham in Norfolk for snails.
Snail racing?
Yes.
Right.
Is this like a sprint or a marathon? What kind of distances are we talking here?
They start from an inner circle and race 13 inches to an outer circle.
13 inches?
And how long does that generally take them?
between 2 and 3 minutes. But look.
Now, are these all British snails or is this a world championship? Do we have representatives from around the world, you know?
We have people from all over the world. We had 2 years ago, we had 15 nationalities.
But do they fly over from other countries?
The competitors do. All the snails are British because they are the best racers in the world. The French are too slow because they want to be eaten. The Germans aren't very quick either, but definitely British snails race in the world championships. I've never known a foreign snail come in, but even if the competitors are foreign, they still have to have a passport for their snail.
Amazing. And what is the most famous snail? Is there like the Bolt of snails?
There is, actually. There is. There's a snail called Archie. He's dead now, obviously, because they only last 3 years. Right. But he's the world record holder, and he's still the world record holder from 1996. It's in the Guinness Book of Records as well. So it's a proper bona fide world record.
So Archie is your kind of, in your world, is the Bolt.
Mm.
Yeah, he is. He was a wonderful snail. I've never seen a snail race like him. Just went boof. Straight out of the, just like you say, straight out of the circle to boof. The outer circle. Yeah, boof.
When you say straight out, what could he clear 13 inches in?
2 minutes.
The snails, when they're racing, do they ever stop halfway through and sort of start humping like that you see on the patio?
Yes, they do, funnily enough, but they're not humping as in the true sense of the word, because when they hump, this will impress you, they hump for 12 hours. They actually make
12 hours? Didn't know that.
Because they're hermaphrodite, and actually they join and they go up against each other, and it makes it look like a giant phallus. It's quite fantastic, really.
Yeah.
Do they have to do it both ways because they've both got both sets of things?
No, they join. If you imagine a couple of snails walking to, or sliming towards each other, and then
get the sexy music on, Scott.
Okay.
They get a bit of.
Hang on. Right, music. Okay, so they're walking towards each other. Then what?
You talk us through in detail.
Well, they touch their little antennas together and they check that they're chemically all right together, you know, because there has to be chemistry with mating, doesn't there? And then they just slowly go up each other, form this giant phallus, and then just get all the little moaning noises.
Right, okay.
Noises?
I really wasn't expecting to be discussing this on the radio today, but all good.
It's good. Snail style.
Yeah.
It's the new one.
12 hours.
What, is there much doping in the sport?
No, we cleaned that out years ago. We were really lucky. We cleaned that out years ago. We're drug-free. We still have vets on around, because, I mean, you just need a little bit of specialist help now and again, because sometimes you get some broken cells. But no, we used to do random slime sampling, and we're lucky we're very free of drugs. We used to scrutineer.
That's great. Great to know. Good news.
It's my new favourite sport.
I'm done Scott. With my questions, but thanks so much for talking to us.
It's a pleasure, mate. Take care.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Sarah in Shoreham-by-Sea, who says, I don't often get the chance to listen to Scott Mills because I'm at work, but just put him on to get a detailed description of snail breeding, including sexy music. Yes. Never change, Scott.
It took a weird turn, that. Can we talk about this phrase, NFN? Normal for Norfolk. Is this something everyone knows that I've just missed?
Well, Becky, that used to be on the show, she was from Bridgewater in Somerset, and she used to say NFB all the time, normal for Bridgewater.
Because you're right, there are certain things that just happen in your town.
Yeah.
So, like, you could have NFW, normal for Watford, right?
Yeah. Let us know what the NF is in your town, please. I'll give you my one from my hometown of Eastleigh in Hampshire, NFE. Going down Eastleigh High Street in your dressing gown.
Yeah, okay.
NFE.
NFE.
Totally NFE. You should get our podcast, by the way, the person that can't listen to us normally. BBC Sounds, all the best bits. I think that was the favourite Ask Me Anything we've done yet, the snail racing man. And really good to know that the sport is drug-free.
Scott Mills.
This person runs a page called NUFS, Not Unusual for Stroud. Somebody unicycling to school or work is very NUFS. NFS is normal for Sevenoaks, being outraged at the smallest of things, like the man in the local paper the other day who was outraged that he couldn't catch trout in the local river. Outraged. Seeing a girl with inch-thick, solid eyebrows that looked like they were drawn on with a black bingo marker, that's totally NFT, normal for Torbay.
BBC
Radio 1, Scott Mills.
And this is Faye, 28, from Chesterfield. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so you did suit shopping with your fiancé for your wedding in July at the weekend.
Yes, we did. We found one. We've got a winner.
You got one, yeah?
Well, hang on. Why are you there?
Sure. Well, because it's got to match my bridesmaid.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to be there, are you? Or have I watched too many episodes
of... Yeah, no, you can. He just can't see my dress.
No,
sure that's
poor form from you, actually.
I mean,
I've watched a lot of Don't Tell the Bride, and they're never there for that.
Well,
you just wanted to make sure. You just wanted to make sure he didn't pick something awful, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
Would you let him pick the dress?
Oh, hell no.
Obviously not, right? So my issue is that should be a great lad's day out. And actually, if you play it well, you can do 4 or 5 different suit shopping days. And you just need to get a suit on one of them. Do you know what I mean? So you've kind of scuppered that plan for him now.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's actually
he's
going to
be listening now.
Yeah, it's quite a few good days out with the lads.
What I'm saying.
And one of the days you just get a suit and it takes about 10 minutes. Yeah.
Oh.
You don't need to put any thought into it, really.
No. Okay, Faye, this is what I've got for you on Bangers today. I miss you.
Miss you.
Blink-182. What are you saying about that?
Yeah, that was a banger.
I've gone for a completely different tack today, but I would love to hear this on Radio 1. My banger choice is this. Now, this was a wonderful phase of my life. This is N-Dub's Ouch. Greatest lyric of all time. My name's Shaniqua, and what?
Get it back, I understand. Shop sets you in a kick and slap. But you say I'm from the slum, I will never stand for that thing. Underneath the bridge.
This is great.
Terrible.
No, it's not.
No. Actually,
no, you're...
I'm
you're,
not feeling it.
You're not feeling N-Dub's Ouch?
No.
Well, no one is.
You seem like a very unreasonable person.
No, just knows what she likes, don't you, Faye?
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. It's going to be Scott.
Yes.
One.
In a world where audio is downloadable...
One man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun? How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds.
I mean, that track has made a lot of people happy on an otherwise quite boring Monday. But Charlie in Leeds and many others saying, I wanted the nostalgia of N-dubs.
That's it, bang on, actually. It's the nostalgia value on that song.
Listening to them on my slide-up phone, feeling like a rebel in year six for knowing all the words.
Yeah.
Bad choice.
Yeah, that's the kind of song you would share on Infrared.
It really is.
Oh,
no. Throw back N-dubs in at some point, I think.
Yeah. Maybe a different N-dubs next time.
Scott Mills.
So many people I saw sharing this over the weekend that the Lolathon is back. The 24-hour Lolathon for COVID relief. Do you know the last one we did was 2 years ago? And like people like Ricky Gervais came in and Russell Brand. We actually did walk a horse into a bar. Like, amazing times. Some of the best, most fun moments I've ever had on Radio 1.
It was amazing. Because let's face it, like, we're not that funny, me and you.
No.
So to do this for 24 hours, it's great that everyone listening gets involved. It's just an amazing day, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we get to do some really stupid stuff.
We raised so much, like 275k two years ago.
Yeah,
2 years ago.
Amazing cause.
So it's 24 hours of lols. We're going to need your jokes. But yeah, last time it got really rude at night as well. And that's the plan again. 24 hours from 1 p.m. on the 6th of March. The Lolathon is back.
Scott Mills.
How many Instagrams you got?
Lad.
This is Two Insta Zoe.
Yeah, well, I call it my liberal Instagram because it's like, you can just post whatever you want, so you can be free and liberal.
So how does it differ to your normal one?
So basically, it's kind of like more of a, for like you said, like my friends, not really my family, just more for my like close friends and like my friends at home because I'm at uni. So it's like to keep them updated on like what's actually happening at uni rather than like the glossy pictures that I'll put on my normal Instagram.
Okay. And it's stuff that you probably don't want your mum seeing?
Yeah, slightly.
Have you ever been in a situation where the two have got mixed up and it's caused you problems with your family?
Yeah, I often post like lots of Instagram stories, kind of like blogging of my day-to-day life. And sometimes I'll post like the wrong story onto the wrong Instagram. Oh. And then you get a few strange replies like, were you meant to put this on? And you're like, no, sorry.
Also, you don't really want to share your uni life with family, do you? I mean, we all know
not
what really goes
really
on there. What's the kind of thing that you've put on your fake Insta, your Finsta, that your parents wouldn't have seen?
A lot of the time it's like documenting nights out, because obviously if you wake up in the morning, you can't quite remember what's happened. It's nice to have a
record.
nice to know what's going on.
Do you know what? You could really learn a thing or two from this, Chris, because it all goes on your public one, everything.
Yeah.
And I think just like create a new one and then you won't have that guilt that you've been having for months
now. But I don't mind sharing with people on Instagram. That's the thing, is like I almost want to do it.
Yeah, but
what I need to stop is that feeling of wanting to share with people what happens.
Yeah, because like just keep it between us lot, your mates. You
yeah,
know?
Like a one in one out policy.
Because then you won't come on the radio next day and be like, oh, I've done it again.
Well, that's the biggest problem, isn't it? The fact that Radio 1 is a 24 hour thing.
Yes.
So, you know.
But it's all right because you already have a job. This is the thing, I'm at uni, not employed yet. So
yeah.
I can't really have my future employers seeing what I'm up to on a night out getting
true
soppy at 2 a.m.
Oh my God, that must get so funky sometimes with employers. Mm. See what's been going on Instagram. Like, people must have had this all the time with bosses.
Has it not crossed your mind that, like, they look at yours?
Yeah, but I think they'll just write it off as like, oh, I suppose it gives them something funny to talk about the next day. Do you know what I mean? Which is kind of, or do you not?
I don't know.
People frown on it.
I don't know.
I find it a bit odd when bosses here like things, because then I wonder why they aren't liking other things. Do you know what I mean?
You can
tell quite a lot by the things that people don't like.
You must have captured some great things for your Finster and been like, I'm putting that up, and I would never put that on my main account.
Yeah, one of the weirdest things that happened to me was when I was getting coached back from Leeds coach station, and it was like a Sunday night, so it was quite empty. And I was just sat there, like, reading my book, had my headphones in, quite adamant that I didn't really want to talk to anyone, a bit hungover. And this man came and sat next to me, and I was like, okay, if he wants to sit next to me, sure, but there's loads of other seats. Could he please maybe sit somewhere else? He's like, oh, do you recognise who I am? I was like, no, sorry, like, thinking that maybe he followed me on my normal Instagram account or I saw him on a night out or something. He was like, oh, I'm in TV in America. You must recognise me. I was like, no, sorry. Like,
who was it?
Weird. I don't know. Like, I think this was all a ploy. And so anyway, I kind of ignored him. And then a few seconds later, I looked back over and he was like sketching. And I was like, okay. And he was like, just to let you know, I'm drawing a picture of you. And I was like,
whoa.
Okay then.
I don't know where I stand on that. Is that the weirdest way to get chatted up? Surely that's never worked. It's like, I'm drawing you right now.
I know, I don't know if you're trying to do some like Leonardo DiCaprio paint me like your French girl thing, but...
Scott Mills.
Someone's like, this is Meg. Can you stop convincing Chris to get a Finsta? Don't be selfish. Let the people enjoy what they want, which is Chris after a couple of beers. It's very enjoyable. Do not make it private. Okay, Meg. Luke from Whittam says you could call it Chris Stark After Dark.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Halfway to the weekend, people. Whoop, whoop. Wednesday pint, let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let my guard down and then you pull the rug. I was getting kind of used to being so what you love. To let my guard down and then you pull the rug. I was getting kind of used to being so what you love.
Lewis Calamari on Radio 1. You know, his tour sold out in 1 second on Friday. How is that even technically possible?
I think that's a lie. I'm sure it sold out very, very quickly. Surely it can't sell out in seconds.
They're saying 1 second.
But it's funny how popular he is at the moment. It's good to see.
I mean, it could just be him. You know what he's like? It could be a joke.
Yes.
Like, I can never tell because it's always delivered so seriously. Lewis Capaldi, someone you loved on Radio 1. Oh, Meg's been back on. Sorry, I retract my statement. Chris can make a Finsta if he still stays on public as well, so he can still separate his official stuff from the silly things, but still enjoyable for the masses. P.S. Sorry for sounding so aggressive. I'm just very passionate about laughing at people. Okay, noted, Meg.
Scott Mills.
So many people are like, why did you just call Lewis Capaldi Lewis Calamari? Because at the moment, that's his Twitter name. That's why. Riley in Jersey is like, so confused. You've got fish on the brain. No. Right, so one person here has got one private Instagram account, friends and family. The other, Gym Life.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. Just
is
Gym.
Is that trying to be, like, an influencer or something?
Possibly, yes.
Lame.
Right, I was watching this show last night. Have you seen these new folding phones?
No. What are you on about?
What the actual? These screens actually bend. It's mad. Maybe I was watching, what's that show on BBC News? Click.
For all the techie one.
Yeah, I was watching that yesterday. Yeah. And I was like, right, one of them unfolds from a phone into a tablet. It's insane.
Scott Mills.
Nick in Cardiff, also obsessed with these folding phones that I saw, actual bendy phones which turn from a phone into a tablet. He says, they're both $2,000.
Mm.
2,000.
It's weird seeing you being a tech head, though.
I know, but it is quite cool. Like, yeah, yeah. It looks like they're going to snap. They bend so much, and they don't. They just, like, fold.
You love it.
One of them's made by the company that rhymes with Wamsung, and one by a company that I don't know how to say anyway. Huawei. 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 How do you even say that?
And where they pop from as well.
Huawei.
Like, it's just out of nowhere.
Scott Mills.
Avicii Levels on BBC Radio 1. Jar in Solihull says, yes. I was hoping that one was the one you were going to play. The ultimate banger and why I fell in love with dance music. Simon is trimming a hedge in Brinkworth. He says, great tune, sounding amazing in the sunshine. I know, it's like the hottest February day ever today.
Oh, it's a good day to be trimming hedge, isn't it?
20 degrees in some places. Probably everyone's got their taps off in Scotland.
Oh, definitely.
Like, no one's wearing, like, anything on their top half. Ollie in Hastings also loved Avicii. He's got a 2-hour drive to kill, so just fancied a shout-out, really. Avicii on a Monday. Yeah, boy, says Sam. Okay, who's on the line, please? Who's that?
Jay.
Hey, Jay, where are you today?
I'm in Macclesfield at the moment.
Okay, how can we help you?
Just saying hello, really.
Hi. Any questions?
No, not really. Just wanted to say hello.
Just want to check in. No, it's good to have you along. Are you enjoying the sunshine? Or are you stuck inside?
I'm loving it. So I'm on the road with the wind in my hair.
Now, someone told me that you're excited for Inuda Bingo on Wednesday.
Definitely am.
Do you know who it is?
Emily Atack
it is, yes. Recent Queen of the Jungle and former Inbetweeners star. She is lots of fun.
Mm. She's done it before as well, and she was awesome.
It was such a long time ago, but now we've got a new improved set. The water changes colour. Did you enjoy the Davina McCall one?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it's good that it's back, right?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Some of the old school ones really make me laugh still, though.
Oh, yeah, we've got some classics in there as well. Wednesday, 3 p.m. with Emily Atack.
One. BBC Radio. One.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Hit subscribe on this podcast from BBC Sounds.
Scott Mills.